Stefan Boylan is making his signature sandwiches with his sous chef in this small kitchen in a truck. Lunchtime customers have formed a line outside it in downtown Washington, D.C. Jean Fundakowski works nearby.
Well, this is my favorite truck. It's Cuban sandwiches, so it's really spicy, and they're not too expensive, and they're really fast.
How much?
$7.
Boylan was a restaurant chef for more than 20 years. At first, he tried to open his own restaurant.
Started to try opening a brick and mortar, and right around the time the banks crashed and the economy went down, so there's just no money. This is something that I could open on my own.
His food truck, El Floridano, hit the streets less than 2 years ago. Boylan says back then there were about a half dozen food trucks in the area. Now he counts more than 70, and the number keeps growing. Most of the operators are aspiring entrepreneurs drawn to the business like Boylan for the low startup cost. But Nasser Megra, who owns a Middle Eastern restaurant, jumped into the mobile business about 2 months ago for a different reason.
It's a new trend in the city, so we're keeping up with things. So we have to keep up with stuff, so that's why.
Many food trucks are distinctively decorated and easily spotted in locations where office buildings crowd together. They try to please Washingtonian palates with simple but well-made ethnic foods.
I've tried the Thai truck. It's really authentic. The barbecue, I'm from South Carolina, so I like good southern barbecue. It's really authentic. So I like that each one brings its own taste of something new, and their flavors are really delicious.
I certainly think it's better value. Particularly, there's no service charge, etc., involved. I think that the quality and the taste is as good, if not better, than is available in regular food outlets.
The popularity of the food trucks is a concern for nearby restaurants. Marlene Loeb runs Loeb's New York Deli.
I don't wish ill on anybody, but it certainly, makes it a little bit harder for everybody when you have that many food trucks in that park over there.
The traditional street vendors are also concerned. Casa Tega has operated a hot dog cart at this corner for 18 years.
This is too slow now. It's very slow now. The food trucks, everything, not like before.
You want the tamarind sauce or the guava?
Stefan Boylan says food trucks have their own challenges, like the weather and frequent health inspections. Jeff Kelly, who franchised his Eat Wonky food truck, is one of the founders of the Food Truck Association.
Trucks, at a minimum, are required to be inspected twice a year in accordance with the D.C. Department of Health regulations. You have a health certificate posted from the Department of Health. In addition, on the street, the Metropolitan Police Department is quite frequently inspecting trucks.
Kelly says customer safety is the number one priority. He also says staying in touch with customers through Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets is critical.
Whereby we communicate with our customers about where we're going to be on a given day and how we're going to serve on a given day, and we get feedback from them on a continual basis, and we give it as well.
Kelly says food trucks bring a vibrancy and an exciting new menu of dining options to the city. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.